Hey, welcome to Morning Manna. I'm Pastor Greg. It's chilly here in southern Idaho. We're expecting a bunch of snow. I got my scarf on, my hat on. I'm ready. Bring it on. We love it. So we are going through the Psalms together, and this morning we have Psalm 14, which is, I think, somewhat a famous psalm in that it's quoted by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3. In that famous kind of litany of verses where he pieces together what amounts to an indictment of mankind. Like mankind is seriously sinful, seriously fallen, if left to himself or herself, would want nothing to do with God, like ever. Like it's a very, very serious indictment of humanity. And Paul takes and he quotes various different Old Testament scriptures, and Psalm 14 is one of them. So let's look at it. It's not pretty, but it's true. Psalm 14, verse 1, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who do good." None who do good? Well, wait a minute. Surely there's some who do good. I mean, we see people doing good all the time, don't we? I mean, it's Christmas time right now, and we see the Salvation Army raising money to help the poor and the needy. We see, you know, people doing kind things. What can it possibly mean that no one does good? Well, the Bible reveals that the condition of the human being is such that even our good deeds are not, in fact, righteous deeds. That is, they are done with impure motives and not in line or for the glory of our Maker. And so, in a sense, where everything we do, apart from the Lord, we are drawing from a tainted pool. Listen, if you go down to a local pond or lake or whatever, and you need a drink of water, well, and you dip that cup into the water and drink it, well, you're dipping into whatever contamination is in that lake. Now, the water's there, and you know, if you could separate all the impurities and purify to where it was clean, you'd be fine. But if you just go and dip in and drink, you're dipping from a tainted source. And so, in the like manner, the things we do, the good things we do, are tainted. That is, they are impure. By nature, they are impure. And so in that sense, no one does pure good, purified good. Well, he goes on, "The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one." So, wow, again, the pervasiveness of this indictment. Listen, people struggle with this. They really do. Are we really that bad? And why is the Bible so negative, some would argue? So here's the reality, folks, and I've said this often in my teaching ministry, is that it's not a simple thing for a human being to admit the reality of their condition before God, that they are sinful. People will admit, you know, "Have you lied? Have you sinned?" Oh, of course, everybody has. That is not the same as being convicted or convinced by the Holy Spirit of sin and righteousness and judgment, like Jesus talked about. When a person is convicted, convinced, they come into an absolute understanding of their utter depravity before a holy and righteous God who then embraces them in grace. It's really at the core of the salvation story. Without that conviction, if you're not convinced that you are truly a sinful person, well, you're not going to come to the Savior, at least not in reality. Well, verse 4, have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? So there's an antagonism in those who don't believe in the Lord and follow the Lord towards those who do. Verse 5, there they are in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You would shame the plans of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. The Lord is his refuge. The righteous, those who trust in the Lord. Now listen, the righteousness that belongs to God's people is not a self-generated righteousness. It's a righteousness conferred upon them through grace by God. It comes by faith. The just shall live by faith, the scripture said. And so this is the glorious news of the gospel, is that fallen people, fools even, who say in their heart there is no God, those who would want nothing to do with God left to themselves, can come to the Lord, trust in Jesus as Savior, and the righteousness of Jesus will be conferred upon them by faith. Verse 7, oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. And of course, this is a longing for the restoration of Israel from a difficult place. Listen, be encouraged. The Lord does not accept our goodness, our works, our religiosity towards salvation. We can't pay that to God and expect that he's going to receive that and allow us into glory. Because God himself became a human being and paid our way upon the cross. And so what God offers to us, he offers freely. But here's the thing. Whatever is in your hands right now, whatever you're clinging to, whatever you're living for, you got to let go. You got to come poor and needy. And the Lord will grant you the richest salvation you could ever know. He loves sinners. He really does. Hey, God bless you. Have a great day.